The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a rabbi in Lakewood about 1980 who opened up this outreach program for different cities in New Jersey. So I think he went to the city, maybe it's Cherry Hill. Where's Cherry Hill? Pennsylvania? New Jersey? So he started in Cherry Hill, this little class. And this rabbi started this class with a few people in the town. He tried to now gather together some people in the town. So how's he going to do it? He went to a local religious man and he asked them, do you know people in the town that would have any interest in a Gemara class? And he called those people. He got together a few people. And then the man went back to the rabbi went back to the man. He said, do you know anyone in town who speaks Yiddish? They speak Yiddish. They probably have some Jewish roots and they might be interested. So he called all the Yiddish-speaking people, and he got a hold of one man who was told, this man speaks Yiddish, his name is Harvey, left him a message, the man never called back, the man didn't respond. Okay, first Tuesday night of the class, started the class, and he gives the class, and this man Harvey walks in. So right before the class, the rabbi, Harvey comes over to the rabbi, and he says, I heard you were looking for me, and what is it you like? He says, I heard you speak Yiddish, and I thought maybe you'd be interested. We're starting a class in Gemara. I thought maybe you'd be interested. Harvey starts to yell. You're calling me. That's why you called me out to come and join this Torah class. I am so finished with that. In Poland, my mother was killed. All my friends' parents were killed. I watched them killed. I have no interest in the religion. I never go to shul. I never care about anything that's Jewish. The God is fake. Everything about it is fake. I can't believe what kind of chutzpah you have to call me to come to a class. So the rabbi now is a little, he says, I just called you, I was going to talk to you, I wasn't going to tell you, you have to, I apologize, I'm sorry. He says, I'm sorry, I'm out. He says, rabbi says, can you do me a favor? There's people here. If you walk out right now, it's going to create a little bit of a bad impression. Could you stay for a few minutes and then you'll go? He says, okay. So Harvey stayed for 15 minutes and walked out. Next Tuesday night, Rabbi God gave the class. Harvey walks in. And he sits in for the whole class. And say what? Third week, Harvey walks in. And this time he walks in with a brand new Gemara, which obviously he bought. Okay. Rabbi doesn't say a word. After the class is over, Harvey asks the rabbi, he says, did you ever hear of the town of Pruzhin? He says, yeah, it's a town. Holy, I know that town. There's actually Reb Moshe Feinstein's uncle comes from that town. He says, wow, you really? He says, yeah. He says, yeah, I remember him. He was a great rabbi in that town. He says, that's where I'm from. Me and my mother, we're from that town. Well, beautiful. He says, do you know that rabbi? Anything about him? He says, that rabbi, now he has a book. He has a sefer that he wrote. He says, could you bring me that sefer? He says, yeah, I don't own it myself. I'll go to the yeshiva library. I can get you the sefer. Man, I was very excited. Next week, Harvey came to the class. The rabbi brings the sefer from the rabbi of Pruzhin, Reb Moshe Feinstein's uncle. Harvey pulls the sefer to the side. After the class is over, he opens the sefer, opens it up, and he sees, says in there, Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein, I think, from the town of Pruzhin. And the man is putting his hand over the word Pruzhin, and he's sitting there, and he's starting to cry. He's starting to cry, and tears are just streaming down his eyes. The rabbi doesn't say anything. He leaves him with the book. Every week, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, Harvey comes every week. Finally, on the 7th week, the rabbi tells the class, the next week is Per Chanukah, and so in honor of Chanukah, we're going to be making a party. Okay. 8th week comes, everyone comes, they all make this party, and Harvey comes to the side, and he says, Rabbi, can you do me a favor? I want to talk to you a little bit. He says, you see, my name, I'd like you from now on to start calling me Yanko. Why is it? He says, my name is really Yanko, and I'm from Pruzhin. And I'm very sick. I'm so sick that I only have a few weeks left, and then that's it. He said, but I know that soon I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to greet my mother. And he said, to tell you the truth, I told you I never go to shul. It's not true. I go to shul once a year, not on Yom Kippur, on my mother's yahrzeit, because I want to give her that honor to say Kaddish for her every Yom Kippur, every day, every year on her yahrzeit. He says, but I was thinking, I'm going to come to heaven, my mother's going to see me, and she's going to say, Yanko, what'd you do for me? And I'm going to say, I said Kaddish on your yahrzeit. And I know she's going to say, that's not a lot. She says, but now I'm going to be able to go and say, I learned the daf of Gemara. I learned the page of Gemara for you, Ma. She says, and that's going to make her happy. He says, oh, Rabbi, I want to thank you. And from now on, call me Yonkel, my mother. And a little while later, he passed away. But he got that experience. He got something where even in his whole life of darkness, of concentration camp, of ghetto, of never really leaving that ghetto, and never leaving that mindset, he gave himself something. We have to give ourselves something. Life moves and life goes and we get mundane and we get dragged down and we get pulled in and we get busy and we get like the rest of society is. We try to be a little different. We're not that different. For a week, we're really different. We can't eat anywhere. We can't. Things are different. Things are unique. And hopefully things are uplifting. And if we give ourselves that experience, we'll give ourselves and our family what they need to be uplifted throughout the rest of the year. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen ve'amen.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org